Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. A lot of good stuff if you missed it, so go back and listen on demand. What are we talking about, Bogman? We talked about the Gronk rumors. We talked about the Otani, the DH. Anything else exciting? Scorpions.
Terrell Owens, scorpions, Palo Verde beetles.
Yeah, a lot of scorpions and Palo Verde beetles. I was doing good, and then I just remembered the scorpions. So now, a little bit on edge again. Little bit on edge about, yeah, if you missed it, scorpion in the studio right before we started. And I was like, oh, hi. And it was alive. And I had to... Negan. I had to Negan it with a bat. Little mini bat, though. That's okay.
Was it wrapped in mini barbed wire?
No, I was just thinking about that. I was thinking I would kind of want like a little mini barbed wire bat. That would be cool. You know what I'm waiting to see? We need to see a baseball player. You know how those guys like in between innings and stuff, they do all that goofy stuff. They'll take the cups and put them as eyeglasses and stuff. They need to have somebody that like wraps gum around the bat completely in a Negan like barbed wire style and then puts on a leather jacket and walks around the clubhouse. That would be A+. And then like hit someone. Like they'll pull the Delmon Young. Yeah, like Delmon Young. Just like smack somebody.
Delmon Young would be You remember Delmon Young?
I do, I know. Remember when he was a minor leaguer and he flicked the bat and it hit the umpire because he was pissed off and then he got suspended.
He threw it at the umpire. Yeah.
Delmon Young.
Purposeful, right?
Remember when he was going to be like really good? Remember all the prospects that were going to be really good for the Rays, and then they weren't. DJ Upton, Delmon Young.
Yeah, Scott Kazmir worked out for a little bit.
Oh God, you remember too that Scott Kazmir was traded for Victor Zambrano?
Victor Zambrano.
Everyone lost their mind because the Mets had Scott Kazmir. And the Mets traded Scott Kazmir for Victor Zambrano, and they were like, they traded their best prospect. And Kazmir was good for like, was he ever good? Now I got to look. Now I got to look with Scott Kazmir.
Zambrano was good for a little bit. I remember that Will Myers trade, too. Everybody was losing their mind about
that
trade. That
was for James Shields, right?
James Shields, right. Everyone's like, well, James Shields is going to be a free agent after this year, and blah, 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 blah.
That's a bad trade.
I remember the Royals won the World Series.
So. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm looking. Scott Kazmir had some years. So with the Rays, I like how
Kazmir was good.
Fangraphs changed. You know, in 2007 they were the Devil Rays, and then 2008 they became the Rays. He had 2007. Wow, he had a 10.4 K per nine, 13-9 in 200 innings in a 3.4 ERA. The year before that,
I feel like Scott Kazmir was the Julian Edelman of his day. Didn't he miss a bunch of games and starts?
He's only had one time in his career. That was 2007. Did he pitch for 200 innings or more? Otherwise, it was like 150.
What about 30 starts?
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, he had some. 2007, 2005, 2014, and 2015.
Well, they're scattered about, so...
Yeah, I forgot he even pitched last year. He pitched last year...
Yeah, with
only
Braves?
Yeah, the Dodgers, but it was in the minor leagues. He didn't pitch in the majors last year.
Okay.
No Scott Kazmir. So, how did we get there?
No Scott Kazmir.
I don't know.
We were talking about trades and things.
Yeah. Big stuff in the news. It was obviously... Not that it's fantasy relevant, but pretty wild that within just a couple days, we have two brand new champions. One not brand new, but two champions crowned. And probably the biggest moment over the weekend was 100% that girl flashing everybody during the Stanley Cup Finals. Just white dress, top down, and got the attention of every single player. I mean, I have you ever
seen
a moment like that?
There was one dude giving her applause. That was great.
Yeah, they were standing there. They were just standing there. I couldn't tell you one player besides Ovechkin.
Backstrom.
Oshie. Yeah, Oshie had an incredible TJ Oshie had an incredible speech. Okay, so a couple players. But do you remember a time where a fan got more attention than the actual event? Like fans became a part of the event, because what I see is that, I mean, honestly, that chick just boob flashing the entire world against the glass. That's going to be one of those moments that, like, I feel like it's like the band on the field type of thing. You know what I mean? Like you're going to associate the fans. It's the band on the field type of moment. Like, I'm always I will remember
this
that
is
Stanley
the flashing
Cup.
Stanley Cup. Right.
Not because the Caps won it. Not because, you know, they garnered a city all together.
First ring.
No.
They haven't won. The Washington, D.C. hadn't won a championship
because
in 30
years. Because that smoke show was showing off the C Cups.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with you. That was pretty incredible. I mean, there's definitely a lot of Twitter stuff on it, because I hadn't seen it like by midday Friday. So I was like, man, I got to see this. And our buddy Will called me, and I'm like, is it on Twitter? Like, where is it? And he's like, oh, no, I'll send you a pic. So like, he had it saved on his phone, of course. So he immediately sent it over to
me. Did they ever find out who this person was?
Oh, she'll be on all the shows.
I'm looking. So I don't
she'll
see.
She'll be on all the shows. They'll find her.
Yeah, they're going to find
her. Don't you worry about that. You know, I mean, who the first 2 days, who was the guy that effed up the Cubs' chance to go to the World Series? You know, and now everybody knows who Bartman is. You know?
This article from theblast.com, the headline says,
the Blast.
Stanley Cup flasher puts him on the glass during Ovechkin victory. And I'll be honest with you, when I heard there's a woman that put her breast against the glass and flashed for the Caps, I was like, oh, well, that's what's her name? What's the porn star's name?
Oh, Mia Khalifa.
Mia Khalifa. Yeah, I'll say Mia Malkova, but I'm getting too deep into the that's a little too main, not too mainstream there. Mia Khalifa. I was like, well, it's got to be Mia Khalifa. Sure enough, it wasn't. Sure enough, we have a new most famous. That I cannot think of a time where the game, it was completely altered. That was the thing that was shared the most. Not Ovi, not him running around holding the trophy, not the amazing speech that Oshie was talking about his dad who's suffering from Alzheimer's. It's that chick in the white dress.
Yeah, God bless her.
God bless her.
For making everybody's day just a little bit better.
Made hockey great again.
I mean, how upset is like every woman in sports right now? Just, ugh.
Oh,
like,
I mean,
they're just like, 100%. This just set us back like 3 years.
It's like, just, I mean, that's like the last thing anybody wants to see. But it's just, it's the excitement. I'll be honest with you. It's the most I've paid attention to hockey this whole time. Not a hockey guy. Not a big hockey guy. That's
now
not
we know
thing.
how to make hockey super popular.
By the way,
don't you think it's going to be great when Trump invites all the Russians to the house, to the White House for their championship, but none of the Americans can get in? So
it is so true. Oh my God. I had not even thought about it. Yeah. You're going to have.
He doesn't want any of the Americans, but all these Russians.
The Washington Capitals, which is predominantly Russians, will be in, and they're not going to let the Philadelphia Eagles come in. What a mess that whole entire disaster was. Almost as bad as the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I mean, look, the Cavs, this is tough, because we were kind of talking about this off air, and you're like, why the hell would LeBron stay in Cleveland?
I don't think there's a chance. I mean, we're going to talk about that here. I do not think there's a chance. After getting swept in the NBA Finals by the Warriors.
It was such an easy trip to get to the finals in the East. Like, if he adds a couple pieces in Cleveland,
who's going
to
want
to
go play with him in Cleveland?
I mean, people should. He gets to the championship.
Paul George? Paul George going to go to
Cleveland? Why wouldn't he want, like, look, I know, like, L.A. is much more popular and everything, but, I mean, if LeBron wants to stay in Cleveland, don't you think he can pull a star or two over to him?
I don't know. Who is he? What assets do they have to make trades to get Kawhi Leonard? They don't have any. What are they how is he going to truly lure? Paul George is going to be a Laker. There's enough tampering for Magic Johnson. Paul George is going to be a Laker. Kevin Durant is going to return to Golden State, or he's going to go, you know, I don't know.
No, he's going, he's staying. He already said he's staying.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, so he's going to return. So who are they going to get? who are they gonna? LeBron doesn't want to play with Kevin Love anymore. Bunch of losers. He practically said it. He's like, I'm playing with a bunch of losers that I had to try to put this game in. He hates his teammates.
He was completely gassed, and they, the thing is that they adjusted the whole team for him mid-season too. So, Chris Paul and Paul George are unrestricted free agents. DeMarcus Cousins, unrestricted.
You said Chris? No, Chris Paul's not great. He's going to stay in Houston.
Well, you'd think so, but he wants a max deal.
You're not going to get a max deal in Cleveland.
You can. You can get a max deal in Cleveland. They can move some pieces around. Clint Capella is restricted. DeAndre option is a player option.
Who are the other Aaron players Gordon's that are free restricted. Agents? Paul George not going. He's going to L.A.
So it's Kevin Durant, LeBron, Paul George, Chris Paul, DeMarcus Cousins. DeMarcus Cousins, maybe.
It's a possibility.
Capella is restricted, but he's a free agent. DeAndre Jordan is going to opt out. He wants to play in Houston. I don't want any part of that.
I can't imagine Cousins and LeBron playing with each other.
Why?
I don't think that would work.
Nah, LeBron's the leader, no matter
what. No, I get that.
Would be the leader if he went to Golden State.
The likely scenario you're right about. Like, LeBron leaving Cleveland for another team seems weird and seems odd. Like I saw some reporter, it's so ridiculous, and this is what is so obnoxious about this process right now, was like, hey, don't sleep on Phoenix. And this was like a blue check mark, not Phoenix person. Yep, right. Yeah, it was like a writer for like SI or something. It was like, don't be surprised if LeBron takes a look at Phoenix. Listen, he's not going to take a look at Portland,
Phoenix. You know
why
he said that? Because he's going to come here to play golf twice in the offseason or something.
Well, the Suns went after him a couple years ago. They've got young talent. They've got a high draft pick. They've got money to spend. It's that bull crap. It's not going to happen. He's going to go. You're going to go to an established organization if you leave Cleveland. You got to go to a place that the team itself is bigger than the player. A place that is going to embrace you as one of the greats. And it's LA. You're not going to go to New York, and that's one of them. You're not going to go to New
Texas.
York. You're not going to go to Houston.
Why?
I think it's Lakers. He's not going to go to Houston.
Why?
Because Chris Paul wants a max deal. All James Harden does is he wants the ball in his hands at every moment. There's zero chance he goes to Houston. It's the L.A. Lakers or Cleveland.
I don't think he's going
Cleveland.
To Houston either.
It.
You know what the big thing is, and the people are saying is Philly. That's the big thing, is him going to Philly. And we haven't even talked about how great the Warriors are, by the way. We spent this whole time talking about LeBron. I mean, this run by the Warriors, they seem fairly unbeatable, dude.
Well, yeah, of course, because they've got Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and
Klay
Thompson. Sure.
Does it matter where LeBron goes?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, I think if yes and no. I mean, it's a good point. A fair point I think you made off air was like LeBron going to the West with the Lakers, even if he got, like, let's say it's Kawhi and Paul George and a bunch
not even get to the finals.
Yeah, scrub asses. Like, that's pretty tough. You would think he'd want to go to the East, but I mean, that leads to the Philly thing. I guess I see where you're going with that. You know, him being a leader with, I mean, they'd probably have to get rid of, I mean, they could probably play with Ben Simmons. They have to get rid of Markel
Fultz. What was that tweet
Fultz.
Joel Embiid already had out there? Did
you
see that?
Oh, yeah. He let me pull that back up. He tweeted LeBron like right after the game. He said, trust the process. Find a new slant. King James. And he added King James. But what does that mean? Find a new slant. Am I dumb? Does that mean?
Yeah, you don't remember the find a new slant?
No.
That was the one thing that Eric Jr. or whatever was tweeting out when someone was bitching about Brian Colangelo's collars. He's like, man, this guy loves gigantic collars, and he said, "This is a normal collar. Find a new slant."
I mean, I'll tell you one thing: LeBron would go down as a cult hero if he brought a championship to the Philadelphia 76ers. They would get rid of Markel Fultz. They get rid of Markel Fultz. That would be how you would probably make some of the roster move, and you would get rid of. I mean, they wouldn't want to get rid of Ben Simmons and Embiid. You'd probably have to trade Covington and probably get rid of Markel Fultz, and they build a team around those three
Whatever
guys.
It was, they would make it work to get LeBron. That's what I'm saying. You know, I mentioned to you off air, it's like, I think, what are the teams that LeBron would say, hey, I want to come here, and they would be like, no thanks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Golden State and Houston maybe, because Houston might have too much contracts if they get CP3 and Capella back. So
what do you think that would do? What would LeBron's fantasy value be in a place like Philly?
Wherever he goes, it goes down.
Oh, it does go down. Anywhere
it has to go down because he does every single thing for Cleveland. You know, he's pretty close to, he's like Russell Westbrook. You know what I mean? Almost averaging a triple double. You know, all that stuff. And he didn't take much time off this year, did he? I don't remember him missing many games. So I think no matter where he goes, he's going to have, and even if he stays in Cleveland, they're going to add pieces. I think this year he's got to go down. Cause remember he was floating right around one all year long. That's why everybody was saying like, man, we had LeBron at like 7 or 8 this year. Why was everybody so wrong? He played 82 games this year.
Yeah.
All 82.
Can you imagine being one of these guys that's, how many guys have played double digit NBA finals? Is there any?
Yeah. I mean, there's Bill Russell and, you know, guys like that.
Can you imagine playing in 9 NBA finals and being looked at as a loser? 3-6 NBA finals.
I mean, still 3 rings is huge.
It just, it's hard. I think for people, it's hard to overlook that you've lost 6 times in the NBA finals.
Well, they also had to play. I mean, this is 3 losses to the Warriors. You've never seen a better team than the Warriors, right? Even those Bulls teams with Jordan, I don't think they had the firepower that this Warriors team has.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe you're right. You're probably right. I guess.
I mean, they're really good. I mean, this is the discussion that people have all the time. And, you know, hey, let's wait to see the Warriors get to 6. Well, they're halfway there.
Yeah. I mean, the Cavs were pretty good when it was Pete, Kyrie and Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson and LeBron.
Yeah. And they got 1.
Yeah. Yeah,
because
it's a
they
good
were
point.
Playing the Warriors. You know what I mean?
I mean, so. The Warriors are also the cockiest team I might have ever seen in my life.
They don't play until the third quarter, and then they still beat everybody by 30.
Yeah,
so
one of the cockiest teams I've ever seen in my life.
Kevin Durant's too good, man. 2 Finals MVPs in a row.
Too healthy, Lois. Too healthy.
KD, too good, Lois.
All right, well, we come back. I don't know. We'll talk a little bit more of that. I think there's always room to talk about the LeBron stuff. There's a lot else going on. We may even hit some information from the MLB draft that was last week, because there's some good stuff from that. But we got champions, we got the Warriors, we got the Caps, and we got White Dress Girl. Who is she? She's gonna be famous. She's gonna be internet famous soon. Don't go anywhere. It's Bogman the Welsh in this league. Prime.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
Oh, baby. Gonna be some partying around the Bay Area. I mean, there was partying last night in Cleveland. Gross, by the way. Can you imagine winning a championship in Cleveland? Be like, hey, what do we do? Well, you get
go
on
home.
A plane immediately and you get out of there. And you go party where it's really at. Maybe a little stop in Vegas. Little stop in Vegas because, oh, Vegas isn't celebrating, though, either. So,
well, I doubt it's somber in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's the thing, and that's why people get upset at West Coast fans. It's like, oh, man, a team lost a championship? I guess we'll just have to enjoy this great weather.
Yep, yeah, exactly. It's only beautiful out, and we can all wear our shorts and drink, and there's the most beautiful people are out here. But now let's stay in Cleveland where it's gross all the way around, every capacity. Hey, guess what? Didn't see a white dress girl in Cleveland.
No, she's definitely in D.C.
Yeah. Was she in D.C.? No, it was in Vegas. They went.
Was
Vegas.
It in Vegas?
Yeah,
they
were.
Oh, you're
Vegas.
Right. It was in Vegas.
Yeah, of course it was in Vegas, Bogman.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't
know. It's hockey.
That.
Come on.
I wish I was more versed in hockey.
I wish, too, but there's only so many hours and minutes in the day.
There's also so many vowels I can digest, and it's a problem. I get there. And there's you know, also, like, the MLB draft can be confusing for a lot of people, but, like, the hockey draft is just beyond me. They, like, just draft a bunch of guys you've never heard of.
Like, are these players or bots? I'm not sure.
Yeah, 100%. And then also, like, then they don't play for, like, 5 years or something. It's just, I don't understand any of it. I just know that, like, there's a team in Vegas, the Caps won, and there's a picture of a girl flashing the team forever.
So let me ask you this. The championship is over. Warriors are champs. Kevin Durant, two-time MVP. Is J.R. Smith's thing from game one, is this the J.R. Smith series? Is that how you're remembering the caps for a flashing girl for the Stanley Cup? But are you remembering this series as the J.R. Smith series?
That's a great question and really funny. I'm looking at something. I hadn't seen this before. Dejounte Murray of the Spurs just tweeted out a picture of a Photoshop LeBron James in a Spurs jersey.
Oh,
and with a bunch of eyeballs.
Everybody's going to be going after
him. Yeah, exactly. And I say that because, no, amazingly enough, this is not the J.R.
This is the sweep series.
This is the downfall of LeBron series. This is the series where he became more human. And downfall is a dramatic word. But
if he comes back next year, wherever he winds up and wins a championship and makes it four.
I think it's redeeming. Like, when does that guy not go to the champion? If he could go to another team and win a championship. Actually, has there ever been a person that's won a championship with three different teams?
Three different teams? I'm not sure. I think Robert Horry did it. Robert Horry did it with, yeah, he did.
Three
he did
different?
It with the Rockets, Lakers, and Spurs.
Okay, well, then look at LeBron. He can be in Robert Horry territory. Look at that. What an accomplishment. That's not something
it's
that
Big Shot Bob and
LeBron. And LeBron James. Now, I think that would... maybe that's an argument to be said. Everyone focuses on, how many... I think it's an accomplishment how many straight titles he's been to. Everyone focuses on the legacy. How much does the legacy help if he goes to a third team and brings them a championship? He would be like... it's like the light bringer. You know, he's a championship bringer. Wherever he goes,
he's
he brings a championship.
He's the prince that was promised?
He's the prince that was promised. That's what I'm getting at. Exactly. He's going to sit on the Game of Thrones, the Game of Zones. I think that's the way that he helps his legacy, is bring a new team to the championship. I think that's where you go, and that's why you see guys like Dejounte Murray putting this up. Now,
but if he brings the Lakers to the championship, it's not a new team. It's the Lakers.
No,
going
the
again.
Spurs. You're right about that. The Spurs,
he goes to
the
Spurs,
Heat,
same
the Lakers.
Deal.
It is. You're right. You would need to go to New York.
Even if he said, you know what, F this, I'm going to go back to Miami because Eric Spoelstra is a real head coach and people will follow me to Miami.
Play with Wade again. Got Hassan Whiteside.
Sure. Dragic. He's with Wade, and they'll probably trade Whiteside for something, and maybe they can bring DeMarcus Cousins and Paul George or something like that. You know what I mean?
Well, Paul George is going to L.A. That's happening. He's not
right.
I don't think Paul George is
going
to just follow LeBron James.
The Rockets are going to push hard for Paul George. They said so. I don't know how it works logistically or whatever, but if his main motive is to win a championship, he would go wherever LeBron is. Or he go to Houston because Golden State is out of cap room.
It's an interesting thing because the more I think about it, I just don't think there's anything. The only thing that you're served staying in Cleveland at this point is being a Cavalier for life, being beloved of all time. The thing that helps your legacy, I think, the most potentially could be bringing a championship to a third team. This leads me to this, though, because I think a lot of people could disagree with that, and I'm just fleshing out an idea that's in my brain. That might not be the case. Let me ask you this, though. How do you view... You are a... you're a diehard Kevin Durant fan. You love the
UT.
Guy.
Yep.
UT. You love Kevin Durant. Probably he is definitely your favorite player in the NBA. Is he more than James Harden?
I like him. If I had to switch Kevin Durant for James Harden, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Do you view the leaving, going to a super team as a negative to the legacy of Kevin Durant? Do you even consider that there is a legacy with Kevin Durant? Is that a word we can attach to him?
Well, he's two-time NBA champion and two-time NBA Finals champion or MVP at this point.
But so, he also, it had to be him going in what you just said, the greatest team that you've ever seen in the NBA history.
Right. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I don't think you still have to do it. You know what I mean? You remember the Lakers built this gigantic super team of Shaq and Gary Payton, and Karl Malone left Utah to go there. And there's somebody else. I can't remember. Maybe it was Kobe still was there.
Yeah, but Kobe.
Yeah. So they had the four superstars, and then they played the Pistons beat them in seven games. So you still have to go and do it.
That was a little bit like that's a little overplayed, like the super team thing, because also it was a little washed up Karl Malone, a little washed up Gary Payton.
They were older for sure, but they were trying to get a ring. They're still really good.
Yeah, just the older players.
I mean, they should
have
beat the Pistons, right?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, I love the glove. It's just one. I don't know. I look at Kevin. Not that it necessarily any of it matters. It's just I look at Kevin Durant. I see the two championships. You know, maybe he was a missing piece to this team, but I don't look.
Well, it's one or the other, right? Because either he's going to stay in Oklahoma and not win anything, and because he can't play with Russell Westbrook, and nobody can. Paul George and Carmelo Anthony tried to go there, and they were terrible this year. They're awful. Yeah. So you can't play with Russell Westbrook. So you're not going to
win
anything.
With them.
You can't win in Oklahoma City with this ball hog. So you have to go. I mean, why wouldn't he go to Golden State? Do you think Golden State would have easily swept the Cavs this year if they didn't have Kevin Durant? It still would have been super simple. Or do you think it
would have
gone
though.
Six or seven games?
I mean, that's a hard thing to predict. I definitely think they still would have won, though. I can say that pretty reassured.
I would say I think they probably would have won, too, but I think it would have been much, much closer, six or seven games.
All right, so
like
what's
that.
Your percentage? Let's put some percentages on here. 100% Kevin Durant returns to the Warriors, right?
Yes. Yeah,
I agree.
He already said he's going there. So
Paul George, what's your destination? And you can say, if you want, wherever LeBron goes, if that's what you believe.
I think it might be wherever LeBron goes.
I say the Lakers. And that also might end up being the exact same thing. It might be
right,
where LeBron
it
goes.
Be.
It could
yeah.
be. But I'm saying it's the LA Lakers. The who else is a free agent?
Chris Paul.
Okay, Chris Paul. Is he going to be a Houston Rocket or is he going to go somewhere else?
I'd say 80% he's a Rocket again.
Okay. I actually say 100%. Maybe this is boring. LeBron James.
I think he stays in Cleveland. I think he stays in Cleveland. He tries to lure some people to help him.
I think he's a Laker.
He's a Laker?
He's a Laker. I think it's all
fun and games
with Philly.
I think he would be a Sixer before he'd be a Laker.
Now, the only thing that makes it, the Sixer thing could be interesting is if Dave Griffin becomes the new GM of the Sixers because of Mr. Wonderful Brian Colangelo and his wife. Ooh, I mean, how bad do you think it is in that whole household right
Good
now?
Good. I mean, first of all, do you believe it was his wife at all?
I do. I think I do. I mean, I think he was feeding
her stuff.
I mean,
there's been a lot of wives that, you know, run their mouth and stuff.
I bet he was feeding her a bunch of information. Like the whole playoff that he had no information or nothing, no knowledge of it. Like, I don't believe that whatsoever. He probably knew about all of them. So I don't believe that. But I do believe she was running them. It also doesn't matter what I believe, but what a disaster.
I don't know. I think you believing that would be like, you know, if you came into my place and there were like six burgers for a bunch of people and they're all gone, you know, you're like, Bogman, you eat these burgers? I'm like, no, it was my wife.
But,
it was a one-armed
Bogman,
man.
You don't have a wife.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
But he has a wife.
Does have a wife?
He does have
a
wife.
I've never seen her.
I mean, I've never seen her either. So is she real? Is this a conspiracy? Manti Te'o's version?
This is an X-Files-S right here.
Yeah.
So... I don't know.
But Dave
I think
Griffin
that's
could
like,
be. Dave Griffin was with the Cavs for a long time. That could be something. That could be something that could change the entire process of this thing. You know, if he goes into a place where he's happy with, you know, this entire organization from top to bottom, a bunch of young stars, and this is what I said before, you are bringing. By the way, I'm just seeing all these now. Every Enos Kanter has a picture of LeBron James photoshopped as a Nick. That's out there.
Why would he? Go
and he did hashtag Cleveland with a small
Cleveland.
C.
Yeah. I like that.
Cleveland. I like that. And but that's part of that thing. Like, you bring a championship to the 76ers. I mean, that's next level.
Well, you bring a championship anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, you even if you brought it to the Lakers, that's huge. Lakers have been horrible for a long time.
Yeah, but it's different with the Sixers.
Is it?
It is, definitely. I think that's another level.
They just won with the Eagles, though. Like, I think if you had won, and the Phillies just won a couple rings, you know, not so long ago, within the last 15 years.
The Sixers have been a laughing stock for God knows how long.
Yeah, but I mean, this is what it is to be expected. This is trusting the process. It's the same thing the Astros did, right? You bought them out to be able to pick the best players in the draft, and then you rebuild that way.
Yeah, then you trade for Justin Verlander or sign LeBron James.
Right. I mean, that it could be the missing piece, 100%. But I don't know. Like, where do you think? Do you think he would have a better shot at beating the Warriors in Philly or in Houston?
Well, Houston, I mean, the part about Houston, like you said, is that you're not even the championship, you know? Like, you're in the conference finals against him.
Yeah, but you still have to beat the Warriors no matter where you are.
This might be okay. If you took the Rockets for what they are right now, Chris Paul, James Harden, Ariza, Clint Capella, I think you got to say the Rockets. But I don't think you get that. I think something's got to go.
Ariza's going to be gone.
So. I think Capella or Paul. You can't.
I think Capella stays. Ariza's gone.
Okay, so. Then how does Paul stay when he wants a max deal?
I mean, he gets a max deal, and LeBron probably doesn't, or James Harden takes a pay cut or something.
Well, James Harden, there's no way LeBron at this age wants to take a pay cut. He wants to play on, like, one-year deals.
Right, I'm not talking about contracts. I'm just saying if they made it work.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I think
so it would be Houston over Philly? I think the argument's good either way, because if you're in the East seems like such a easy road. I mean, okay. Toronto was supposed to be this big, huge challenge, and they rolled right over Toronto.
Plus,
Pacers were a bigger challenge. Now, next year, you have to deal with Boston getting Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving back. So that is going to be tougher. And I know you'd rather play in the finals than, lose in the Western Conference Championship, but either way, this comes down to you have to beat the Warriors. You have to beat them. And this is a surprising thing. Like, someone asked Daryl Morey, like, why are you so obsessed with beating the Warriors? He's like, well, if you're in the NBA and it's your job to win championships, why would you not be obsessed with beating the Warriors?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's where it is. And you have to do that. So I think that, I think he, like, it might be easier. You know what? I'm going to switch my answer to the Sixers.
You think he's going to the Sixers?
I think he's going to the Sixers because he's not going to Boston. I don't know if that would fit with Brad Stevens and all that stuff. But
no
he could go to Philly.
He's not going
to
go play with Kyrie.
Well, Kyrie would be gone. Give me a break. If LeBron wanted to go to Boston and he said, look, I'll come here, but you have to get rid of Kyrie.
How many small forwards are you going to have there? You have Gordon Hayward, LeBron James, Jalen Brown, Jason Tate. I mean, I get your point. Boston is like
center. It doesn't matter.
The least likely. But I know what you're saying.
Well, I don't think this is going to happen anyway. What I'm saying is now in the East, it becomes between Philly and Boston, right? And that's the team you have to beat. Toronto's still very good, but they have some free agents. They may not come back. And they already have said no one's untouchable on our team. And they have a new coach, and they're working through all that stuff. So you would be able to get to the championship going through the East. Your one tough series would be probably Boston. Indiana's pretty good too, but it would probably be Boston is your one hard series. And then you get to play the Warriors after they've had to go through three series. You never know what could happen. You know, someone could roll an ankle, maybe Kevin Durant breaks his leg, Steph Curry, rolls his ankle and can only play the last couple games.
I gotta be honest with you, man. I look at this team, this Philly team. It just makes so much sense. Ben Simmons, a point guard. You got Riddick. If they could keep Covington power forward, LeBron just comes in with Joel Embiid. That is a monster lineup. I don't know what type of contractual freedom they would have after bringing LeBron on.
A lot of these guys are on rookie contracts.
Yeah, so. Man. That's what I was just about to say. There's a lot of rookie contracts. Maybe Bellinelli has a little bit of money attached. Ersan Ilyasova, I don't know if he's a free agent. Maybe you can move some of this dead money on, but maybe there's, you might be able to bring in another guy with LeBron to this team. Maybe you bring in I don't know who the hell, but you could bring in, some bench depth, some guys like,
guys would flock to go play. I mean, look, Trevor Ariza is saying he's going to take a below minimum deal or a below market value deal.
Yeah, a Warriors deal, he means.
To go to the Warriors. Yeah. So, there's plenty of things that could happen. Yeah, Joel Embiid is by far the biggest cap figure on this team at $25 million.
Is it $25 million? Holy crap.
Yeah, and then but the next biggest contract they have is Jordan Covington at 10 and then Jared Bayless.
Who? You mean Robert Covington?
Yeah, what did I say?
You said Jordan.
Jordan Covington.
You were thinking of LeBron versus Jordan. So.
Right. Robert Covington is $10 million and then Jared Bayless and then Markelle Fultz.
So maybe what that is that they're moving Covington. You move Covington to bring in some more space on the team. They could easily do that. Maybe there's I don't know who the guy is out there.
$30 million in cap. So then move a couple spots, move two contracts, and you can have LeBron.
And you can bring in someone else as well.
move Šarić and, Rashawn Holmes, somebody like that.
That's a scary thought. All right, well, NBA champions. I will admit, though, really nice watching LeBron get swept.
Really?
Yeah,
it's kind of nice. I don't hate LeBron that much.
It's kind of, I mean, I don't, I, you know what? I've always actually been a little bit on the defendy side of him. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan anymore. He's progressively become more unlikable to me. That's
kind
of been my
thing. Do you think having half of his roster traded half season, is that the thing that pushed you over the edge?
I think just the way he treats his teammates, the way he talks, the kind of like I'm the manager of the team. Everything about it, I don't think
you're
I like
upset because he was mean to the media.
Give me the redeeming factor of LeBron James.
I don't know. He's got a lot of charities.
He drinks wine? Yeah, well, okay. Absolutely. And any player that has a lot of charities, that's always there. But who are the players that don't have charities? You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Right? All right. We'll be back last segment in this league right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Don't go anywhere.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends? Listen to
In this league.
In the dark.
Would you like a chance to win two tickets to a 2018 World Series game? You can. Just go to dailyroto.com/DKMS. Right there, that's where you're going to find a link to a free DFS baseball contest every single day. The contests are sponsored by DKMS, and they're looking for your help in the fight against blood cancer. For many patients, bone marrow transplant is the best chance for survival. While 30% of patients, they can find matching donors in their family, 70%, which is nearly 14,000 people, must rely on a stranger to step up and donate. Find out how you can help and play in free DFS contests with a shot at winning two tickets to a 2018 World Series game. Just go to dailyroto.com/DKMS. That's dailyroto.com/DKMS.
It's the easiest thing in the world. All you got to do is swab cotton on your cheek, and you're good to go. It's easier than being the Warriors head coach.
Ooh, you think so? We were talking about this. What was the number? I don't remember. How many rings does Steve Kerr have? Because everyone forgets.
He had 5 as a player.
Oh, my God.
And this is his third as the Warriors head coach.
Has anyone had... Well, I got to retract that. Because didn't he have a... What was the health scare he just had?
He had a back thing going on, and he had to have back surgery.
Is it the back problem?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Like a heart problem.
Has anyone... Yeah. Well, I thought it might... I was trying to think.
I mean, he had to have surgery for it, so...
Whatever. Has anyone had a cushier go of being a winner than Steve Kerr? I mean, not to say that he didn't play his part, but you played with MJ winning 5 rings.
And now this Warriors team.
And now you're the head coach of this Warriors. What would you say you do, Steve Kerr, to pump up the team? What is the thing that you do? Okay, Curry, Durant, Draymond, Clay, play all the minutes, score. Rest you guys, just watch.
You know, Steve Kerr was born in Beirut.
Was he really?
Lebanon. Yep.
I did not
know. He went to U of A.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
It's beloved out here.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like that's a really easy job. Don't you think if Tyronn Lue was the head coach of the Warriors, they would have won in 4 also?
I think you could have coached that team into a win, at least in 5.
All right, guys. Give the ball to KD, let Curry shoot or something.
Yeah. What a burger on me when we're done.
That's right.
Let's go.
It wouldn't be buckets of Cristal. It'd be buckets of number 2 with cheese around everywhere.
They had like a big old bucket that you would put like ice and Miller Lights in, and they filled it with just like I assume it's Cristal. I assume it's champagne that I will never have in my entire life. I've never had champagne over like $20.
I have. I've had good champagne before. Yeah, I mean, I've had good wine. I didn't buy it.
I've had good wine before, but I've never had good champagne.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I drank some wine before, and I don't tend to get hangovers. I mean, I do now that I'm older. Like, if I drink way too much, I'll get a hangover. But when I was younger, it was just Mr. Shot. Like, I do all kinds of shots, and I never get a hangover. And but I had wine at a wedding one time when I was, like, 19. Oh,
I mean, I like wine. I'm a big red wine guy. I get locked into what I'm going with. Like, I like crappy
beer.
Are
you in Sideways?
Yeah, No More Low. Absolutely No More Low. With beers, it's got to usually be crap beer, though I'm trying to up it a little bit. I just had my first Shandy's, summer Shandy's, but, you know, give me a Miller Lite and I'm good on beer. Wine, give me a cab, preferably like a drier cab. And same thing with champagne. I like a good, good dry champagne.
Can you stop trying to be a liquor expert?
I'm not a liquor expert. I just know what I like. That's it.
I mean, easier job in sports than what Steve Kerr has right now.
In sports. I don't know, man.
How about AJ Hinch? Pretty easy job with Astros.
How terrible
was he with the Diamondbacks? Remember how bad he was?
No, he was the worst person I've ever seen in my life.
Because the team was bad.
Think of how much... How many nerds you have to employ to make sure the Cardinals aren't hacking into your team computer all the time. So I would say that's a pretty tough job.
Okay, here's what I'll say is I think in basketball and baseball, those two sports in particular, I don't know about hockey, so I'm just going to bow out of that one. I don't know. You can have a terrible head coach and still have a pretty good team. So,
basketball and baseball. Okay, yeah.
Ty Lue is a terrible coach, right? A lot of people think that he's awful. And sure. The Cavs were in the finals. So A.J. Hinch regarded as one of the worst decisions that the Arizona Diamondbacks have ever made. And he won a championship with the Houston Astros. If the players are good in those sports, you know, it's not something where the coach matters as much. Now, you can take a guy and have him like Greg Popovich, who can take talent that a lot of people don't see and turn it into amazing talent. I think that is what a guy like Popovich does. And I mean, like, I have no experience coaching or anything like that. I'm just saying that I think in those two sports in particular, you can be a subpar coach if you still have the talent.
Garbage coaches. It's garbage coaches.
In the NFL, you know, you can have talent and still be a pretty bad coach and your team won't win.
Yeah, Lovie Smith.
Yeah, Lovie Smith. And still, you know, if you have the talent on the field, they'll drag you along.
Basketball coaches, I think some people would argue that managers in baseball might be cushy, but it's not. There's so much, you know, in this analytical form of baseball and the studying and, you know, the minor leagues and stuff. I mean, maybe it's not being fair, but basketball, it's just kind of like, it's like, you know, you get your guys, you shoot around practice. You know, you run some pick and roll. I don't know. Like, they run themselves. The teams run the managers have to decide, you know, seventh inning, pull this guy, bring this guy in. You know, we want to shift. We want to basketball. I mean, maybe I'm underselling it a little bit. But outside of like an owner of a franchise, I don't think if you go head coach down, there's an easier job than Steve Kerr's. I really don't. Like, what is it that you got? You got to probably manage Nick Young. That's not easy.
Yeah, I mean, when a team becomes this big, you have to manage personalities, which I think it's great to have Steve Kerr there.
A cult of personalities, you'd say.
What's that?
A cult of personality, you would say.
So, the Steve Kerr is perfect for this job because he went through this as a player in Chicago when they had Pippen and Jordan and Rodman, right? So he had he saw how that was kind of done, and he is doing it now himself with Golden State. So I think he's kind of the perfect person to go in and do this job. So I don't know. I just think that there's not much of it doesn't get cushier than being head coach of the Golden State Warriors. I'm not saying he does nothing, but I'm saying that, you know, Like the Welsh said, you could throw me out there. I probably get him to at least the Western Conference Finals. So
something I wanted to end the show on. By the way, just poll results as I'm looking. 73% Julian Edelman over DJ Moore when we asked earlier in the show, as a wide receiver four in PPR, who would you rather have this year? This
27% and I are going to celebrate that one.
26%. Yeah, you will. That
we said 73.
It just moved. It moved again.
Okay.
But. People can go back and listen in the first hour if they want to hear that fun conversation. But I wanted to end the show on this. What's that? I'm like, did he hear me call him Bud? It was totally natural when it happened. That's funny,
right?
It was just natural. Yeah. We talked a little bit about this, and I talked about it on Prospect One, my Prospect show, because I covered a little bit. I did a live Periscope of the MLB draft, and there's many funny things that happened with that. But the most polarizing player in it was the ninth pick in the draft by the Oakland A's, a guy named Kyler Murray. Now, Kyler Murray is a super toolsy. He's out of Oklahoma, super toolsy
boo.
Outfielder. Yeah, I know, boo, Sooner. There's power. There's speed. He's kind of raw still, but he's got just the makings of all the stuff you want in a stud outfielder. Now, he was not necessarily projected as this, like, is a 9 overall pick. That wasn't so much the surprise, but the surprise was because, like, if he were just a straight baseball player, he wouldn't have gone 9. Like, he probably would have gone in the 20s and all would have been normal. So you'd ask yourself, well, why would he go higher? It's because what he was battling is being a two-way player, and he is the heir apparent quarterback for the Oklahoma Sooners. He was the guy who was going to replace Baker Mayfield. So what the A's did is they did this overslot contract where they paid him they're going to pay him $4.6 million for being the ninth overall pick. They signed him to a two-way contract, which means he can sign the contract, get that money, but he can play this year. He can play for the Oklahoma Sooners to be their quarterback, and then when done, he will come back and then collect his money from the A's. So there's a lot to digest there. The thing, though, that I'm curious about, because somebody had asked me, you know, how would you view Kyler Murray in dynasty drafts, in upcoming first-year dynasty drafts? Like, how would you draft this guy? He's too much of a risk. I don't think so, because I think he's a baseball player. And I think he's a baseball player that's getting the opportunity to play football. But I don't think this is Baker Mayfield, and I don't want to call him Tim Tebow. But I just want to say, like, I think this is a guy that could be a good college quarterback that will not translate to the NFL. But you, Bogman, you happen to host the In This League college fantasy football show, which people can find if you want to play college fantasy football. Plus, you also do the show on campus for Fantrax, which is a college fantasy football show. So you do two different ones. Talk to me about Kyler Murray and the prospects of him being a big-time quarterback. Talk to me about his college fantasy value and then to the NFL, and do you think he's going to need to go the route of baseball?
Well, for college fantasy, he's a great option. Like, a lot of people are going to be taking him very, very high because he has those wheels, right?
Like, how high?
Probably close to the first round. You know, first round, okay. Second round, kind of border. Because
that's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, Khalil Tate is going to go number one. He's a quarterback from U of A. He rushed for 300 yards in one game. So he's going to go very, very high. You know, Devin Singletary is probably two. Will Greer is a quarterback that can go in the first round. And then Kyler Murray, a lot of people have very, very high. So his college fantasy football value is very, very big, but he's 5'10". So going to the NFL, being a smaller quarterback who is a runner before a passer, most likely, I mean, we'll have to see him kind of take the reins and play for a full season here. But I don't know. I don't like his value going into the NFL draft. I mean, he's going to be behind the eight ball. And, I mean, look, there's guys with full NFL skill sets. You know what I mean? Josh Allen was, you know, 6'4", cannon arm, can run, can make all the throws, blah, blah, blah. But he had a bad completion percentage. So guys with smaller frames, 5'10 and under.
And he's listed 5'11", 190.
Yeah, he's not 5'11". You know, those are all... I mean, maybe he is 5'11", but those are all usually, you know, those are not official numbers. You'd have to go to the combine and get measured.
And that is a hurdle to get past. Those under 6 foot quarterbacks are going to get destroyed.
Right. I mean, Baker Mayfield's 5'11", but he also had like the best completion percentage in a single season in college football history. Yeah. So, I mean, he's really, and the Browns took him. So, you know, let's not forget that they also took Johnny Manziel. So I just don't know how many teams would be in on a guy like this. So, and plus, you know, you get to the practical things. There's CTE in football. You don't make as much money in football.
I mean, the guy's already guaranteed close to $5 million.
Why not take it and run?
And I just point out, I mean, I don't know if this works against him or not. He's going to be, by the time he's done with the college season and, you know, the baseball season will be behind us and you'll be coming into next year. This is a kid that's going to be, well, he's going to turn 21 in August. He's going to be a 21-year-old after the fact going into baseball. And you think 21 years, where is that going to get you in football? If you're not, I believe, and I told this to you, Bogman, I believe if he is graded at a first or second round, there is a possibility that he foregoes this opportunity and the A's and the Oakland A's are kicking themselves to go for football. Because clearly this guy
are
likes
kicking
football.
Themselves? Because don't you get,
he
if
would.
You don't have a first round sign, don't you get another pick the next year?
Yeah, you do. You would get that pick back. But I mean, you squandered a huge opportunity and you had a lot of talent that you missed out on. That's what I'm getting at. Like, you missed a lot of talent that you passed up for this guy. But what I'm saying is like, this guy clearly likes football more than he does baseball. And that's okay. You can have that. He's foregoing this opportunity that he could potentially hurt in some capacity to play football, I believe, to see what he's made of. You know, he's in the Heisman contention talk to see, you know, the guy that he's replacing just went first overall and a Heisman winner. He's going after all of that. And
I mean, sitting that $4.6 million down and playing a full season of college football, which you get nothing for, I mean, that shows you his commitment to football. He clearly really, really loves it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's such, being a shorter guy, playing quarterback, you know, it's just such a, it's probably not going to work out for him. Can it work out? Absolutely, it can, you know. But I don't see him foregoing his $5 million and taking a shot to be a six-round pick in the NFL.
Yeah, and that's the big point. So he is not a top two-round guy.
I don't think so. He would have to have an incredible season, high percentages, all of that stuff. Right now, he's behind the eight ball of being a top two-round player.
So then this would clearly move him in if, I mean, the best-case scenario. Because I don't see, and this is one of those things that's floating out there, hey, we're already seeing two-way players in baseball as far as pitchers and hitters. I wonder, is this guy trying to be the next true two-way player? Like, do you think he's going to talk? Like, I wonder if the conversation ahead of time was like, hey, listen,
that's over with.
I would also like my opportunity to maybe play in the NFL if that comes up. I'd like to play for the A's, and like, what if that happened?
I just don't think that in this day and age, any team can
commit to that.
Can commit to that. Yeah, there's especially the baseball team. If you're better in baseball, you need to be playing. Like, if you're Deion Sanders and you can pinch run, then fine, go pinch run. What's the worst that happens? You pull your hamstring. You know what I mean?
You're right. You can't be a quarterback and also playing in baseball. The most important position.
Even if he has to switch in the NFL to play receiver or running back or something, you just can't play in the NFL and also do baseball anymore. The sport is too rough. You know, too many guys come away with horrific career-ending injuries. You wouldn't be able to. I mean, what if he was a really good baseball player? You know, what if he's a starting center fielder?
Well, he just went nine. He went nine overall in the MLB draft.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and that doesn't mean anything. We talked about Delman Young before.
Yeah,
you know, right. He could be a burnout in both sports. You know what I mean? But I guess here's the one thing, is if he really wants to go to the NFL, he can try to make it work and then, you know, give up on it when it doesn't. If it doesn't, I'm not saying, I have no idea what it could be, but if it doesn't work, he could give up and go play baseball.
But you'll have to forego all that money.
He did, but I'm assuming he would get something from.
Well, someone have to sign him to a contract, but yeah, you're right about that. Here's what I can promise you. Kyler Murray is going to be one of the most polarizing players in college football this year, because every single time he's on screen, they're going to talk about the Oakland A's, and they're going to talk about what could be with baseball, and they're going to scrutinize it, I know Bogman will do it over on the College Fantasy Football Podcast. I'll do it on Prospect One, and we'll do it here. Thank you for listening in to the entire show. If you missed any of it, go listen on demand in this league. That's where you can search. You can get it on Spotify as well. That's Scott Bogman. I'm Chris Welsh. We are out of here.
See you.